shit, yes. Oh, yeah, I smoke.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
MHVDC Mobile. WHVDA Mobile. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Vladimir. How are you today?
WHVDA. Good morning again, and yeah, I'm good. I'm having a break in my schedule. You know, I'm a driver, so I'm in the middle of Beverly, Beverly Village, and I'm going to cast a lure. Maybe I will catch a bass now. You see, I have a cushy job. Back to you, Mike. What are you up to?
And it sounds like you have a perfect day for that, too. Nice, nice. Congratulations on catching or not catching, because it doesn't matter. Beautiful. I am on the way to a friend's house, helping him do some fence work. His privacy fences have taken some damage through the years. And his wife is out of town, and so she's been wanting them replaced for a while, and so we're surprising her by putting these new gates up and getting things there. So I got my fun in the sun, too.
All right. Fine business, Mike. Tell me what kind of base 2-meter antenna. One minute, please. What is your 2-meter antenna? I know it's vertical, very long, but I've forgotten. Remind me, please. NHVDC, WHVPA. And after that, I will say 73.
Yeah, my home base is it's not a vertical antenna, but it's vertically polarized, and it's a dual-band dipole that I designed, made out of aluminum and PVC, and it works really, really well. I'm really happy with it. Right now, I'm mobile, so I'm not on it. I'm driving with my HT. And so that's what I got at home. It's a 2-meter dipole. All right, you have a great day, Vladimir. Have fun. Catch a lot or don't catch a lot, whichever works, because they both work. Have a great day, my friend. 73, this is November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu, monitoring mobile.
Mike, I will interrogate you at the field day about that, your private design antenna. Have a great day, and good luck. WHVDA.
Connected to CMN Network.
KCAKGL.
You're connected to CMN Network.
They have 8FGS in the mobile. KF8FGS QSY start repeater. W8RCY. W8FU. W8RCY, go ahead. The sign now says, opening soon. I predict that it'll probably be either tomorrow or Monday. With that being said, but can we get a drum roll, please? Well, I don't know about that. I think they'd have a date if it was going to be that soon. But you never know, right? But at least it's something. All right, I'm just pulling up at the house here. I drove by and saw that and thought you'd like to hear the massive movement that's been made. W8FU, after yours. Well, I do check the website every morning or like mid-afternoon or something to see if it's going to like open tomorrow kind of a thing, and I have not seen anything. So I definitely appreciate you notifying me of that, and I understand you are taking the day off because you got to take care of the cat and everything. So I hope everything goes well there, and we'll catch up with you later. W8RCY, again, much appreciated.
Connected to CMN Network.
Good morning. This is KF8GSB, new ham license user. How am I sounding on the warm repeater?
Yeah, is that station or KF here?
This is KF8GSB from Royal Oak.
Okay, KF8GSB is in dog, fan dog?
I'm not too familiar with the phonetic alphabet, but it's King, Frog, 8, Gibraltar, 7, D. Actually, instead of 7, it's supposed to be just an S. I guess that's something I have to learn real quick now.
Okay, KFAGSD. All right, pretty good. This is KFPR, name's Phil. Topic on the Angelina. What's yours?
I'm Chris. It's nice to meet you today. I took the ham exam on Tuesday and paid for it all at the FCC, and today in my inbox I got my call sign. Once again, that's KF8GSD.
Roger, Chris. I got it. Well, congratulations. Is this your first contact?
It is, actually. I'm really super excited to be on the ham side of things now. I know sometime in March I got into GMRS just to try it out first before I committed to studying for the exam. And I've loved it for the last couple months, so I decided to take the ham exam. Thank you so much for being my first contact.
Oh, very good. I'm glad to be that. When I made my very, very first contact, and I'm afraid to tell you how long ago that was, when I got my novice license, when I used to have such things, DW only. I was to somebody in Venezuela, and he sent me a QSL card saying, since I was his very first contact, that made him my ham radio padrino, which translates to godfather. So I guess that makes me your ham radio's godfather.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Hey, go ahead, Chris.
Well, thank you so much for being my ham radio godfather. Sorry, I was messing with some settings over there. I had the dual watch function turned on, which is a little annoying when you're trying to monitor two active frequencies.
Yeah, it can be. I've got a new radio that does VHF and UHF, and it's can be both be listening at the same time and can be distracting. So what kind of radio do you have and where are you located?
Right now I'm using the Baofeng K5 Plus 10 watt radio. It's a tri-band radio, and I started off with a 5 watt radio first for GMRS and quickly realized that to hit the more further repeaters with my current antenna setup, I would need a little more wattage to do so. I'm currently located in Royal Oak, but I'm actually commuting right now somewhere in Madison Heights.
All right, well, you're doing really well. Just wondering if you're using an outside antenna or you're inside the car with it. And I don't know if you're aware, if you've been listening at all for a while, you might understand that this is this repeater is part of a network of repeaters. There's like sometimes there's like five of them, four or five connect, and other times more.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I didn't really know they were private. That's okay. I guess we'll just transmit, finish this transmission, and then be off to give you guys your repeater back. Sorry, that was completely unintentional. My bad.
No, no, you misunderstand me. It's not private. I'm just telling you, there's a network of repeaters. That so when you are talking, you're covering a pretty large area. There's repeaters in Warren, Romeo, Richmond, Mount Clemens, Detroit, and I run one in West Bloomfield that's connected, but it's currently being relocated, and that's just what I mean. So you don't have to worry about it. You're welcome.
I'm so sorry for misunderstanding. That's on me. But wow, I'm super excited to be using this type of technology now. I know with the GMRS repeaters I've been using, they have been hyper-local. So I'm super excited to try out the link repeater systems that we have as well.
Yeah, so if you're heading up north or whatever, what's the area I'm thinking of? I'm drawing a blank here. But, like 26 mile and whatever Van Dyke area there is, you can switch to those machines that are over there. If you're over on the east side, you can go Mont Clemens. West side, when my machine's back up, they'll cover that area. This one is pretty central and covers a pretty good area.
Oh, yeah, and especially for the area of operations, I'll probably stick to just the Warren repeater for the time being. If I do recall correctly, there was actually a Saturday a couple weeks ago where you guys had some type of emergency communications field day, and I was really curious on getting some more information on that.
Yeah, I think it's called a SET, Simulated Emergency Test. And I'm not the one to talk about it. There's people on here who can give you a lot more information about that. That was part of the Macomb County ARPSC, Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. I'm a member of the Olkin County ARPSC. And they were also doing one, I believe. I was busy, so I couldn't take part in it. But it's a fun thing to do and get involved with.
it does sound like a lot of fun, too, especially to get more involved in the ham radio community.
Yeah, I mean, after all, ham radio is, you know, it's all about is when all else fails, as they say. So, so where are you off to? You heading to work, or do you work? retired student, who knows what?
So I am a college student, and my main job is doing taxes right now. I work for a nonprofit that does taxes for low income. And even during the summer, we are pretty booked with our appointment slots as well. A lot of senior citizens trying to get Michigan-related housing tax credits, people trying to catch up on years of back taxes, and sometimes people who are just too busy during the tax season to get their taxes done. However, today is my day off, but it's not technically a day off because I do mow lawns once a week just to have a little bit of income on the side.
Well, that sounds great. That's good to what you're doing. That sounds very helpful. Where are you going to school?
I go to Rochester University. However, during the spring semester that just passed, I did it all completely online because of tax season. Honestly, it's not bad of a university. It's a little bit smaller, and technically it is a private university, so you do have the pros and cons of that as well. I'm sure a community college would have been better, but at the time when I signed up, this option was the best for me at the time.
Yeah, that sounds great. All right, sounds good. All right, I'm just about at work here, half a mile away, preparing for landing here. So, catch you later. Nice talking to you, Chris, and welcome to the hobby. Main thing is best piece of advice I can give you is listen a lot, learn how people do things. You know, wait for the curve. Try to leave gaps between transmissions so people can break in. Don't be too long-winded. Don't break into conversations and change and be on a totally different subject than what's going on, things like that. And like I said, just listen and learn, and I think you'll do great. So welcome aboard. I'll say 7-3, and we'll catch you later. KFA, let's see if I got this right, GSB, this is K8PR.
It was a pleasure meeting you today, and the last character for mine was D for David. It was a pleasure meeting you today, K8PR, and I wish you the best of luck at work. This is KF8GSB, clear.
This is Whiskey Delta 8 Kilo Lima Lima WDA KLL in the mobile.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KPR. KPR. KPR.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KCHJL.
Connected to CMN Network.
KCHJL.
KFHFTS in the mobile.
KCHJL, I'm mobile too. With the mobile.
Yes, good afternoon. I trust you had a good week.
Wasn't too bad this week. I mean, I still had a lot of driving, but still it wasn't too bad. In and out on a lot of them.
Yeah, roger that. I had an interesting day. Better half and I went down to Detroit Zoo. That was kind of interesting. It's been a long time since I've been down there.
Can't you leave her there and come back with a gorilla?
Oh, Lord, no. I'd have to teach the grill how to do the laundry and the dishes and vacuuming and cooking and all of that. It's definitely not a fair trade.
I gotcha. Well, that's good. I haven't been to the zoo since the kids were little. My daughter went like a couple years ago with her boyfriend, and they had fun. We went to Eastern Market, I think, for the flower festival. I think that was Memorial Weekend.
Yeah, it was. We were out of town. We went camping and opened up the season and went to a couple of country band concerts with a couple of little venues down in Indiana near Angola, a couple of historic places. It was all good. Well, I tell you what, I'm vaccinated here, so I'm going to say 7-3, good talking to you again. And hopefully we'll hear you on the Hazel Park Group executive net on Sunday night.
Yeah, I'll check the the RPC website and get all the info on it. Sounds good. All right, Dave. Have a good one. I will chat at you later. 73 from KCHJL.
Yep, 73 KCHJL. This is KFAFGS, finding good signal, possible good signal on 40 meters the other night, Thursday, last night. Hey, we'll talk again soon.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Anyone out there?
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
NAWROW8FU.
This is KF8GQ.
KF8EDQ.
This is KF8GQN.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
NAWRO W8FU.
Connected to CMN Network.
WABBB KF8DIC. KF8DIC, clear. KF8DIC.
One more time.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Who did what?
Connected to CMN Network.